beer used to arrive at the Woolpack on a Monday because it wasn't fit to be sold until Tuesday, with the time it had settled down and been spiked and spiled and one thing or another. They used to queue up, literally queue up, for when the doors opened at 8 o'clock to come in so they'd get the first beer pulled. And I, as a kid, had to go out to the back door, the back gate, creep out, and just release the bolt, then get back on the step, which was probably about 10 yards away, and shout, "You can come in now." Of course, he's opened the gate, and all them that were supposed to be had bad legs, they were always at the bar first. Oh, it seemed to me they were. And it was the norm. It was the norm, and it's just crazy when you think about it now, but it did happen. Don't forget, in them days, when no home entertainment was a bit thin on the ground, and the pub was the centre of the life. And when I think about the Sunday dinners, people drinking, coming in at 12 and going out, men, never very few women, going home after 2 for the dinner. Well, it don't make sense. It does not make sense that they drank all that beer in that shortest 2 hour spell of time and then went home for the dinner. Well, they couldn't have enjoyed the dinner, could they? But, you know, they used to pull pints, with 30 pints on the bar, ready for when they came in. 30 pints already pulled.